Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Ooh.
Yes, the Nutcases from the North. We're back.
Good
Will
morning.
Adams and Stephen Pickford in studio back in Montreal. We have got Kelsey Kinsley also in studio. Her trip to Montreal, she finally made it.
We've
got,
I am.
Yeah, and Megan is here too, her friend. And we've got Jerry Lozoff, our outdoors exploration correspondent, who's sitting in the background enjoying the view and all the sarcastic comments. So, welcome back.
Welcome to another great morning.
I didn't know Jerry was also going to be on the air. I stole his microphone.
Well, he was at one point. Jerry is out the door. Jerry helps us out when we do little reviews of places where there's whitewater rafting, outdoorsy things, camping, that kind of thing. We actually sent him near the Ottawa area to review. Which company was that?
Owl River Rafting, wasn't it?
Oh, we took a big bath. All right.
get wet going down the whitewater rapids.
Speaking of baths.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Nice segue.
Oh, the segue queen isn't here either. taking her place is Kelsa Kinsley, and staying at the Hotel Place d'Armes, and that's right in the heart of old Montreal. How are you liking
it
your stay?
It is gorgeous. Beautiful hotel, and I had called them, and they had said that we had a jacuzzi in the room, which is true. I'm not saying they don't. However, my interpretation of a jacuzzi would be like a big, huge hot tub. So Megan and I, everybody we met on the train, everybody we met last night, we've invited everybody to come to our hotel for a jacuzzi. And then we get there last night late, mind you. And what if
those of you who want to join us, call 1-888-999-1787 with for directions.
We are taking reservations.
So what we've in since done is asked everybody to come and have a bath with us, because it really is just a bathtub with some jets.
We want Bonnie to join us too.
Sure.
Everyone
I
is
can see
welcome.
You shaking your head, Joe.
Hotel Place d'Armes, overlooking the Basilica and the Place d'Armes historical area.
Well,
old Montreal.
All old Montreal, right near the waterfront. Actually, it's the waterfront that made Montreal the city it is in the first place, because the St. Lawrence River goes to Montreal, then there's rapids right in the Lachine area. You can't get past. And anyway,
there's somebody lurking about in the window there.
One of your main fans. This is like Rockefeller Center. Everyone comes here and looks in while the show is taking place. Yeah. But when you stay at the Hotel Place d'Armes, you can walk to all of the major historical attractions and restaurants. You're a block away from the city subway system, take you to every corner of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great location.
It is, and you get to see car crashes.
No, that was when you were at the 737 restaurant last night, so named because it is 737 feet above the street and on top of Place-Ville-Marie. Which
is the landmark. If you see any publicity shots of Montreal, usually shot from Mount Royal overlooking the St. Lawrence River, it's the biggest building in the middle. In fact, from an aerial view, it's a plus shape.
Plus shape. It's symbolizing the cross that de Maisonneuve planted on the mountain.
Which actually, the name Montreal comes from
Montreal.
A corruption. Comes from Mount Royal.
Being a West Coaster, even though I knew that.
That's right.
And who named it Mont Royal?
Well, the Sierra de Maisonneuve, the man who actually explored the area. Mount Royal.
And front city 1642.
And jumping around slightly, last night you had brought up an interesting fact about the river, this being the most inland anybody can come.
That is correct. That's what I was just getting at. The St. Lawrence River comes inland.
I guess my point was, could you get to the point then, Willem?
I am getting to that point. Because
they built
the St. Lawrence Seaway. Because originally, because ships could only go to Montreal, Montreal became big as a port city. And they decided they would build the Lachine Canal to allow goods to travel. And they did that along, and then they picked them up on an inland river barge, and they went further down the St. Lawrence River to other ports such as Toronto and what have you. Actually, what happened further in the 1800s, they built the very first railway in Montreal, the Montreal-Lachine Railway, paralleling the original canal, went from the old port of Montreal to the docks in Lachine, where they would pick up and they would go to the inland port.
Continue on the Lakers.
But that is what made Montreal big in the first place.
Okay. So how do you access the river? Like, where do you... like, I have no idea how the geography works.
Walk straight down, and you're at the old port, what they call the viewport area.
If I'm in a boat, where do I come from to get to it?
There are cruise liners that operate principally in the autumn months that go from New York City up along the Atlantic coast and stop in Boston.
Except from the coast?
Yes.
From the ocean?
Sure.
These are regular seven-day cruises, destination cruises for fall foliage, comparable to taking a seven-day Caribbean cruise.
So there's a direct waterway from the river? Oh,
the river goes out to the Gulf of St. Lawrence and then down into the Atlantic Ocean.
Past the Magdalen Islands, down
by Prince Edward Island.
Ocean-going vessels, in fact, the refineries on the East End is where ocean-going tankers would dock.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily know that beforehand when you think of Montreal
and
its position. But that is why, for example, last night we were at the 737. It gives you a good overview of where everything in the city is.
So that's wild. From where I was sitting last night, if I was in a boat, I could literally then go to the Atlantic Ocean just like that.
That's right. Yes.
In a couple of days.
Well, many people actually do that. And if you go further up, you can actually take a river south and actually get to Lake Champlain through the Richelieu River.
Richelieu River and into Lake Champlain. That eventually hooks up into the Hudson River waterway.
That Richelieu River going to the Lake Champlain was one of the turning points in the War of 1812, actually.
Right.
It was actually a battle. It was called the Battle of Plattsburgh, and it's one of the things that finally, you know, cemented America in the minds of the British, because, you know, ever since the Revolution, they've been trying to get it back. War of 1812, that was it. Once and for all, they kicked them out. So it's actually a very proud, patriotic kind of thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
And very native.
Certainly. Montreal was originally, because it's located along the St. Lawrence where the Ottawa River meets the St. Lawrence. And that's where Montreal is. It's an island in the middle. There's actually several little islands. And that's where we're located. Originally, it was a settlement by the Indians called Hochelaga. After that, it was settled mainly by, Jacques Cartier, the explorer, settled it. And he called it Ville Marie. It was actually a religious colony.
Mm-hmm.
The actual seat of government is in Quebec City, and it's on an escarpment. That's where the river narrows. Actually, the Indian word for Quebec. It means that, where the river narrows.
Oh, really?
Exactly. In fact, Toronto is an Indian word that means meeting place.
Hmm.
I wrote that in the Willem Backus article in the Downtown in 1988,
Willem Backus' journalistic career. And Kelsey, when you walked into the 737 and saw the lights of the city, you fell in love with Montreal.
I loved Montreal. I was surprised at how beautiful it was. I mean, I've been there 10 years ago, but I just don't have that the same impression that I had when I came today or yesterday. I thought it was gorgeous. I thought the city was beautiful. The people are friendly. I'm really impressed.
And that was one of the elements we can recommend is on your first day in Montreal, have dinner at the 737 atop Place Ville Marie. You get the great overview of the city. You can position yourself as to where everything is, the lights of the city, enjoy attentive service and a nice meal.
It's beautiful.
The ambiance.
It's delicious.
The people. It's good people watching.
The
people
watching.
Are delicious.
The people are delicious.
Yes. Friendly people. I was really happy about that, too.
Well, actually, that's interesting in light of an earlier show. But it's very interesting to see the turnaround because Kelso is giving her original impressions. Because sometimes Montreal, they call it the French city, and they try to play that up so much so that people figure, well, gee, I can't even speak French, so what am I doing in Montreal? But, no, people are French and English here.
But I did have that impression last time I was here, the last time, which was a long time ago. And also, too, people change. I've changed, so maybe I'm seeing things differently, too.
Yeah. Well,
but the last impression I had was that people give you a hard time if you didn't speak French.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not finding that at all here now.
Well, we're going to take a break, following which we're going to pick up Vic Phillips from Toronto, and then we're going to get back here talking about Montreal, Toronto, Vic, and...
And Vic's going to talk about...
Pittsburgh, the Three River City.
Stay tuned to Travel World, Liberty Works Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
Travel World Radio. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
Views and views for thinking teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday to hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio. Call in or send us an instant message to Speak Out Live. Make your voice heard. Stay informed with Speak Out, news, discussions, and much more each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern for the teens in your life. Tell your friends. You'll find us on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Never at a loss for words, Stephen.
Jerry's actually here today. What?
Wherever you go, you see the signs. A new century is coming, and with it, 1,000 questions. Will there be peace? Will your family ever be in harm's way?
Like movies at the turn of the century, most websites have been silent. The technology simply didn't exist to attach...
Bonnie, can you hear me?
...to a web page.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Just checking.
And Vic's ready, too.
Sounds great.
First century.
At an affordable price.
Create a sonic impact that instantly transfixes any surfer to your site with music...
Animation.
Voice.
And information.
With audio on command.
Your website comes alive.
Audio on command offers a synergy between you and your customers, limited only by the speed of the user's computer or the efficiency of their ISP. Audio on command doesn't take up any space on your server.
See a live demo of Audio on Command at www.audioncommand.com.
Or call 410-857-5600. 410-857-5600.
Audio on command at the forefront of change.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now. 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please, call Christian Children's Fund now. 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Here's exciting new news about a powerful new way to stay healthy. It's called colostrum. Colostrum is a nursing mother's first meal that she gives to her newborn. Colostrum is also how a mother gives her newborn a strong intestinal immune system. We now know that colostrum is highly beneficial for adults, too. Colostrum is rich in special proteins that patrol the gut like an army to keep out unwanted organisms. How can you get the same natural protection? By using First 6-Hour Colostrum. First 6-Hour Colostrum contains pure colostrum 30. From healthy, free-grazing cows with strong, robust immune systems. First 6-Hour Colostrum is collected within the first 6 hours after calving. So, if it has the highest amount of immune-protecting factors, not all colostrum supplements are alike. For the most nutrient-rich, health-protecting colostrum, choose First 6-Hour Colostrum, the one with the mother cow's first, most potent gift for her newborn, and the most powerful protection for you.
It's hard to hold on when there's no one to lean on. Hey, everybody lift to the rain. Lord, we gotta keep the faith. Hey, don't you let your love turn to hate. Now we gotta keep the faith.
For Kelsa, a little bit of Bon Jovi today on Travel World.
whole other story.
Oh, yes, yes. Kelsa told us about her interview with Bon Jovi, yes.
I have a bit of a crush on John Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't fine.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Well, the next lead back song is from you to Bon Jovi. And anyway.
Really?
Yes, it is indeed. We are back on Travel World, second segment. Willem back is Stephen Pickford in studio. Kelsa Kinsley visiting us here in Montreal. She's from Q107 in Toronto and also formerly with CFOX in Vancouver. An actress and, singer. Do you sing?
No.
No, she doesn't sing. We tried to make her sing, but she wouldn't do it.
There can only be one singer in the room, and that is Willem back.
Yeah, but
no, we have a singer in the machine. Maybe we have a sewing machine, and we have a singer in the room, right?
Yes, that's true.
There we go.
Megan sings.
Megan Fallenbach.
Yes.
She also acts.
Yes. She's sitting here. And then we have...
That's her acting surprise.
I act up a lot more than...
We had Jerry Lozoff
here. It's a big crowd here today.
We are actually trying to reenact the Volkswagen theory of how many people can you fit in one small confined space.
Oh, yes.
We fit quite a few.
As many people as possible. And on the phone, not here. He's here in spirit.
In
but he's
Toronto.
In Toronto, in suburban Toronto.
Senior correspondent
here
been
on
with
Travel
us
World.
Since the beginning of Travel World.
And our chief correspondent himself, Vic Phillips. Good morning, Vic.
Hey, Vic.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Willem. Good morning, everybody in Montreal. I hope you fellows are having a good time today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
How can we not have a good time?
I had one of the best times I've ever had. I just returned from Pittsburgh, and that's a city where you two gentlemen... had a great time, I understand, last fall.
We did a show from the top of the USX Tower last November, one of our last shows that was heard in Montreal.
That's
and was
right.
Heard across America here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. It was my second visit to Pittsburgh, actually. I was there back in 1990, which was the first travel report I ever did on cable television was on Pittsburgh. So a lot of happy memories. Great time.
I was mentioning to some people while I'm on my way to Pittsburgh, and everybody's saying, wow, what's in Pittsburgh? You know, coal mining town, steel mining town. Man, it is just the opposite. It's a city of culture, of opera, of sports, of money, of fine restaurants. Pittsburgh is now my favorite city in the U.S. Do you find that hard to believe?
Not really. At first, when I thought going to Pittsburgh, I was like you. 1990, what is there? And it has gone through an industrial and a cultural renaissance over the past 20, 30 years, started by former Mayor David Lawrence in the late 50s, and today Pittsburgh is nothing like it was up until the end of the Second World War. We saw pictures of Pittsburgh that they had to
have.
The shirts, they had to wash them 2-3 times a day. They had to change their shirts halfway through the day. You had the street lights on and cars driving with their headlights on throughout the day. It was pitch black. Today, it is
cleaned up.
Total opposite. Beautiful vistas from everywhere in town. It's the rolling hills, the bridges, the rivers that really make Pittsburgh something special.
Can I ask you?
Well, when you land at the Pittsburgh airport, you're maybe a 20-minute ride away, and it's beautiful hilly country. You don't see anything about the city at all. So I flew in from Toronto. It's only a 43-minute flight. And you land at what everyone in the travel trade calls the best airport and one of the safest in the U.S. And literally, the airport has dozens of shops and eating spots, 62 stores in the airport. And yet the airport's small enough to make you feel comfortable, unlike the one in Toronto with 3 terminals and not too many great stores here.
Hey, Vic, can I just ask exactly where is Pittsburgh? I mean,
where
I know that
it?
Sounds like a stupid question, but geographically, where is it exactly?
You know what? I don't have my map in front of me, but I can tell you one thing. Pittsburgh people say that they find it easier to get to Toronto by car. They'll drive to Toronto, which is a 5-hour drive, but to drive to Philadelphia is a 6-hour drive. So they like to drive to our city to take in basketball games and some of the cultural events in this city. So it's a huge state. And miles and miles away from everything. Pittsburgh's sort of hidden by itself off in the back of the state.
Pennsylvania is just south. Pennsylvania is just south of New York State. Pittsburgh is on the west side.
West side, yeah. South of Lake Erie, and about
Philadelphia is on the east side of Pennsylvania.
East side, so
and of course, in the middle of Pennsylvania, we have our two transmitters in York and Williamsport.
So WLYZ Williamsport carrying Liberty Works programming, and Pittsburgh being in the western part of the state is also directly north of where Virginia meets West Virginia. Parkersburg, West Virginia is only about an hour and a half away by car. Pittsburgh being a major hub for U.S. Airways, they control around 85% of the flights into and out of Pittsburgh. You can get to Pittsburgh within 1.5-2 hours from over 100 cities along the entire East Coast.
So if I were to drive from Toronto, say, to Pittsburgh, would I have to go through New York State?
Go through New York State first.
So okay.
Now, it's one of the cities. It's one of the cities that's been described as a city with an entrance, and that's because when you land and then you jump in your car and you're driving and you go through this long tunnel just before entering the city, and before that it's all trees and hills. Then through the tunnel, and suddenly, voila! It's a beautiful city that pops into view. It's actually startling, and now the city's surrounded by hills, and through the center run three rivers. And, of course, that sports stadium that I took in that's being torn down is called Three Rivers, where the Pittsburgh Steelers of the NFL play, and where I saw the Pittsburgh Pirates play their last game at that location, saw Sammy Sosa and the Chicago Cubs.
Nice.
Ah, and the city apparently has enough money with private backing to build a brand-new super-duper baseball stadium, sort of like the ones that we hear about in Cleveland and Baltimore, real parks of the past. And nearby, they're building a separate stadium for the NFL football team. So talk about money being spent in that city. They're also building a $300 million, that's U.S. money, $300 million convention center right in the heart of the city. But I'm sure it's going to pay off because, you know, if any business group or charitable organization or anyone planning a convention, I can recommend taking a look at Pittsburgh as a place to have it.
Wow, it's really growing, eh?
Oh, I can't say enough about that city. Talk about museums and art galleries.
They're nice.
It's not a cultural wasteland in any way. It has the Carnegie Museum of Art, which has lots of works by old masters, and it has enough modern art to be the first museum of modern art in the U.S. And it has the Andy Warhol Museum. Now, you people from the 60s might remember Andy Warhol. He was the king of pop icons. He was living in New York City, and he became famous with his modern art. I'm not crazy about his work, but he is from Pittsburgh. I did tour the museum, and it was fascinating.
Huh.
And for children, they have the Pittsburgh Children's Museum, all kinds of things, toys for children to play with. Get into the science. Now, Stephen and Willem, two intelligent and gorgeous women looked after my stay in Pittsburgh, and I think you met both of them. Laura Robazzoli, who looks like Sophia Loren, and Beth Geisler, who has a touch of Meg Ryan in her features. They're both with the Convention Bureau. I know I'm sounding chauvinistic, but they're great ladies, and they took us around, and we went on a walking tour of the downtown area, lots of historic buildings from the turn of the century and before that. Now, the city has loads of money. I know that Montreal may lose its baseball team because there isn't enough money to build a new stadium.
Actually,
well, Pittsburgh, which is only
now,
a population of about 400,000 people, it's not a huge city. It has loads of money, and it comes from industrialists who lived there going back 100 years. People like the Heinz family, famous for ketchup and baby foods. Andrew Carnegie, he's the steel and railroad magnate. And coal baron Henry Clay Frick, Mellon. These people made their fortunes there, and they've left the city with skyscrapers, lots of parks, and money that's now being used for culture and charities. It's a city that really has it made. It was known, like you said, Stephen, with the dirty clothes on the lawn, on the clotheslines, it was known as a grubby place a few years ago, coal and steel mills, but the buildings downtown have all been sandblasted clean, and now it's a high-tech town, and it's also an educational center with too many colleges to name. They have a world-class symphony orchestra there. I visited the hall where they play. and it can compare with anything I've seen in the great cities of Europe. You two gentlemen might recall our trip to Amsterdam and Brussels, where we saw opera centers.
I do indeed.
Well, yeah, and, well, Pittsburgh, I mean, can you imagine if Pittsburgh were located in Europe, it would be a place where everybody in would go and visit. And it's safe to walk in day or night. It's a fantastic location.
Oh, we loved it there. We're going to get back to you after the news update with Mark Allen, with more with Vic Phillips talking about Pittsburgh and where he stayed and what he saw and where he ate.
And talking about the salsa that we did not get to eat because somebody forgot it. All the things that Kelsa said she would bring, it's all next to the salsa in her fridge. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite.
Every time you call my name,
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I heat up like a burning flame.
Yeah!
Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. Yugoslavia's revolution looks to be back on track after pro-Western reformers announce a deal with allies of ousted President Slobodan Milosevic to hold early elections for the Serbian parliament. Supporters of the new president also said they secured an agreement in principle to form a transitional government to smooth the way for a potentially decisive vote set for the 24th of December. The U.S. has closed public operations at embassies and consulates in the Middle East over the weekend because of unrest in the region. The State Department says U.S. diplomatic posts in Pakistan and 11 cities in Africa will also close for the weekend. Toshiba has resolved allegations it sold defective laptop computers to U.S. government agencies, paying $23 million. The U.S. Justice Department says Toshiba will also provide the U.S. government with $10.5 million in coupons. A Minneapolis man whose radio equipment was seized by the FCC after he operated an alternative music station without a spectrum license is taking his case to the Supreme Court. Wired News on the Internet says whether the court will listen is another matter. Alan Freed exhausted lower court appeals to defend himself against the government seizure and is asking the Supreme Court to review the case. At issue, according to the man's petition, is whether a micro-radio broadcaster is entitled to raise a constitutional defense to the government's forfeiture action in district court. Freed is arguing under First Amendment grounds. An attorney for the Institute for Justice that filed the petition on his behalf says, quote, "What we're trying to establish in this case is for micro-radio broadcasters to have more defenses." Many broadcasters have challenged the constitutionality of the FCC policy. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
And now a message from Kelsa to John Bon Jovi. These are dangerous facts to let out.
I have no problem admitting that. I want John Bon Jovi.
Well, we do have a transmitter in New York City, maybe.
John, if you're listening,
tuning in on the internet at libertyworksradio.com.
There's a direct link to my website.
There you go. The reverse link, or just call 888-999-1787. Operator standing by.
And 1-900-4-KELSA. No, anyway, we're back to the travel world. We got Vic Phillips talking about his trip to Pittsburgh. Kelsa is visiting us here in Montreal. She's from Toronto, says is her friend Megan. Megan, you studied here for a little while, did you not?
Yeah, I did. I studied at McGill University. Mm-hmm. Had a great 4 years.
So she did her time in Montreal.
I did.
Now on parole
and
in Toronto.
Back. I think there was more to be had, more time to be had. But,
well, they had a great time here last night coming in. Now back to Vic and Steve.
Vic Phillips in Toronto, Canada's Centennial Anchorman, back from Pittsburgh. You were telling me that you enjoyed some fine meals while in Pittsburgh, and that I can attest to myself, some great restaurants in that town.
I was surprised. Incidentally, I stayed at the Wyndham Garden Hotel on Forbes Avenue in Pittsburgh, which is definitely located. An older hotel with a lot of character. You might be familiar with that one.
We stayed there last time as well, Wyndham Great Garden. Hotel. Walking distance to the location of old Forbes Field, where you on the university campus, where you can see where home plate was and some of the former outfield walls are still there. Just watch your step when you cross the street.
Thank you, Stephen.
William did enjoy his trip.
Now they're building their third stadium. Now, I had one of the finest dinners I've ever enjoyed at Lamont, and that's located on Mount Washington, overlooking a city. The food was fantastic. I had a mixed grill. I won't get into that. It's too early to talk about heavy food, but it was great. But what stands out were the vodka martinis.
Oh, mine not too early to talk about martinis.
No. It's a time of day to have a drink.
Shaken,
my
not
vodka
stirred.
Martini. I ordered one. It came in a metal container, which I poured into the martini glass, and I kept pouring and pouring and pouring. It's like one of those magic tricks where the liquid won't stop coming out. After about five glasses of that and a great meal at Lamont, we went down to the city's cultural area to hit some jazz clubs.
Are you sure you did that?
Oh, yeah. And remember this one. It's called Dow's, D-O-W-E-S. Man, that place rocks. It's with jazz and salsa music. Everyone dancing.
Salsa.
And at night, Pittsburgh's a real party town. I had more fun there than we did in swinging New Orleans a couple of years ago.
Well, because you had two beautiful babes on your arm.
Well,
and
yeah, but I also had my wife with me. I had my wife with me. It kept me away from the two beautiful babes.
I don't want to know about the martinis under your belt.
He was trying to attract something else under his belt.
We're giving Vic a real hard time here. No pun intended.
Right.
You never
By
know.
By the way, for a fun lunch, we went to Primanti's in the city's strip district. And that's
what?
Where
speaking of which.
Vic! Strip district.
Not what you think
it
of.
Well,
wait a minute. So he had five martinis, two women, his wife, and they went to the strip district.
Five martinis under his belt.
Yeah.
Something else.
But it's not an area of strip clubs. It's just what they call the strip.
Sure,
and by the
much
way,
to my disappointment.
Getting back to the sandwich.
Yes.
Well, let me write this one. They cover the meat and the sandwich with coleslaw and then giant French fries.
Those poor girls.
Oh, what?
Poor girls. Speaking of sandwiches.
Anyways, breakfast the next day was gigantic buckwheat pancakes at DeLuca's.
Yes, we had breakfast. That's well known for a great Pittsburgh breakfast. It's an institution, always named to one of the top breakfast places in Allegheny County.
Yeah, it's where downtowners get together for leisurely breakfast. It was a lot of fun. Now, there's lots to do for the kids. One of the things I did, I took a ride on the ducky. Did you go on that?
You're a little old for the ducky, Vic.
No.
Never too old for the ducky.
Rubber ducky, oh, no. You're the one. Tell me about the ducky.
It's an amphibious vehicle. It was developed for the U.S. Army in the Second World War to transport their troops by land and water. So the Pittsburgh ducky scoots along city streets, and the guides point out the various sites. Then it heads out into the river where you just float along, checking out more of the scenery. And, you know, I've been to some cities that are totally boring, Stephen. You'll remember some of them. Remember Charlotte, North Carolina?
Oh, boy.
That's so boring. That's where they print the crossword puzzle on the front page.
Something to do.
That's good.
That's where nothing happens every minute. I still remember that the all-night restaurant in Charlotte closes at 3 in the afternoon.
Wait, there's more.
Where the all-news radio station is just a dead transmitter.
Yeah.
And still gets higher ratings than CINW Montreal.
That's right. But Pittsburgh is exciting. I only spent 3 days there, and I have to go back so I can talk about it some more. I missed too many sites. It has a real European flavor, too, with a large German and Polish population who originally moved there to work in the coal mines and steel mills at the turn of the century. And shopping. I forgot to mention the shopping.
Okay, now we're talking.
Hello.
Yeah, I took in the huge Kaufman store. I think it's about 8-10 stories. Of all kinds of goodies that you just don't see in a lot of places. And Saks right beside it. And Barnes & Noble bookstore. I mean, everything's all in a great downtown shopping area. It's easy. It's close. Like I said, it's not a big city. So you don't need cabs to get around the city at all.
Ducks.
You can walk everywhere.
Just ducks.
And ducks. Yeah, take the rubber ducky.
Do you know the population of Pittsburgh by any chance, Vic?
Well, the city population is 350,000, but the whole area, what they call Allegheny County, it's 1.3 million.
Oh, wow.
And yeah.
Larger than I thought.
The point of downtown is the point where the three rivers meet. Very easy to get around because public transportation in the downtown core is free. And you can walk to the number of stores and office buildings and downtown hotels and restaurants, all within pretty well a 12-square-block area. So
yeah, Steve and I had a great time walking through the downtown core. It was really an enjoyable time.
Why would you walk when you can take the dock?
Yeah, well, that's true. It's the 13th largest city in America, in case you're wondering of the size. I mean, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago are the top three. Well, Pittsburgh's 13th, which means it isn't that big. But it is America's largest inland port. And it provides access to that whole 10,000-mile U.S. inland waterway system. So shipping's a big thing there, too.
Right.
And they say that almost 5 million people visit Pittsburgh annually, which it means that their tourist industry's starting to really pick up. And it's created more than 35,000 full-time jobs in Pittsburgh.
People are finding that Pittsburgh is an affordable alternative to a number of the other East Coast cities, New York, Boston. Hotel prices in Pittsburgh are half that, particularly on the weekend when you don't get the business travelers to those Fortune 500 companies that are all located in the greater Pittsburgh area. Number of great deals that can be had, weekend getaways. You can learn more about them at the Pittsburgh Convention Bureau website, visitpittsburgh.com, and toll-free number for Pittsburgh getaway information is 1-877-564-7824.
Well, I just pulled something from the internet, and it says, Pittsburgh, the cost of housing is the most affordable in the United States, and it's well below the national median. So it's a great place to live. Let's move there.
Yeah, yes. Well,
pack up and we'll head down.
Considering what Toronto's housing's like right now,
I thought you wanted to move off of the I thought you wanted to move off the Apache Trail, Vic. Live way up in high altitudes.
Become the captain of the Dolly steamboat.
Well, for me, the ideal situation would be living in Pittsburgh 6 months of the year and then 6 months in Arizona.
Hello. Oh,
that would be, now you're talking. That would be great.
And, of course, we would move into the neighboring house to the Frick House called the Frack House.
Across the street. Pittsburgh has always been, for the last 10 years, always ranked one of the top 10 most livable cities in America by sources such as Rand McNally. So families relocating to Pittsburgh have found it an ideal location cost-wise and standard and quality of living.
What about the
shoes? Well, here's an unusual statistic. It's ranked among the top 10 fittest cities for women in the United States. And this is according to Health Magazine. Yeah, the city was chosen from hundreds of cities across the nation based on its offerings for women who exercise. Apparently, there's a health club in every corner and indoor tennis courts all winter long. So I did notice a lot of healthy women there.
And a lot of men working as personal trainers.
Surprised you noticed all the attractions.
Well, I also wanted to see the zoo. Their zoo is rated the third best zoo in the United States by Family Fun magazine.
You'll have to go back and take another trip.
Okay, I'm going to go there next summer, I think.
Sounds good. I'll join you. Vic Phillips, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World, telling us about your weekend getaway to Pittsburgh. The number again for Pittsburgh getaway information, 1-877-564-7824, www.visitpittsburgh.com.
Following the break, we'll have Jerry Wagshall talking about, well, whatever it is that he's supposed to be talking about.
Part
New York
three.
City.
Part three of Puerto Vallarta.
Let's see if he doesn't have Eisenthalitis today. Anyway, having said all that, join us following the break. Kelsey Kinsley and her friend Megan in studio, and many more people who join us. Take care.
Across America via satellite.
London the Banshee.
The hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you...
On financing, buying a minivan becomes one less thing to worry about. Ford Windstar, the family limo of choice. See your quality Ford dealer for details.
The gold rush is back in America. Call Merit Financial today, a company with 15 years' experience in serving the gold-buying customer. Merit Financial, where friendly and prompt service accompanies the lowest prices anywhere. Learn why gold is the best investment for you. Call 1-800-366-7925. Get a free brochure from the Gold Council and find out about Merit Financial's guaranteed buyback plan. Everyone can afford to buy gold at Merit Financial. Call 1-800-366-7925.
More than 2.5 billion prescriptions were dispensed last year, and over half may have been taken incorrectly. Marilyn Ouellette, pharmacist for Merck Medco, the nation's largest manager of prescription drug benefits, explains why it's important to educate before you medicate.
To get the full benefit of your medication, find out the answers to some important questions.
What questions should you ask your doctor or pharmacist?
Ask what your medication is supposed to do, how you should take it, what side effects might occur and what to do, and whether you should avoid any food, drinks, or other prescription and over-the-counter medications. Read all the written information you receive with your medication and follow the instructions carefully.
Remember, educate before you medicate. For more information, call 1-877-4RX-TIPS or log on to the web at www.talkaboutrx.org. This message is from the National Council on Patient Information and Education.
Well, we're back on Travel World with the Wild Women from Toronto. Oh, who asked we?
What
are
you talking about, Willem?
Which dog mode? Yeah.
Which dog mode, Willem?
With Megan and Kelsey Kinsley from Toronto. Welcome. I hope you're enjoying your stay whilst you're here.
Oh, enjoying it. We're loving every minute of it.
That is actually another one of our
Willem Baggins playlist. Songs, yes. The Willem Baggins playlist.
Yes, Loverboy.
Coming up to top of the hour in our last segment here on Travel World. And meet it this week, Jerry Wag Show with part three, the final installment about his travels in Mexico. As we come up to the winter travel season.
With Eisenthalitis. Yes.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Hi, Stephen. Hi, Megan. Hi, Willem. Hi, Kelsey. How you guys doing?
Hello. Very well.
All right.
Vamos a la playa.
Okay. I'm going to tell you today about one of the newest, most luxurious destinations in Mexico. It's the absolute Rolls-Royce of Mexican resorts called the Four Seasons Punta Mita. It's about an hour's drive from Puerto Vallarta on the ocean, and it's just about 1 year old. Punta Mita is at the northern tip of the Bay of Manderas, and the native people from the area, the Huichol, believed it was a sacred site. I practiced pronouncing that for a while. It has a distant view of the Sierra Madre Mountains. The white sand beaches are pristine, unspoiled, and stretch as far as the eye can see. The water is very calm, and there is excellent visibility for people who snorkel and divers. And dolphins, sea turtles, giant manta rays, and humpback whales are frequent visitors.
No cursing.
There are
100
rooms.
Humpback whales.
Humpback.
Yes.
Humpback.
Yes.
You can actually see them from your room at certain parts of the year. There are 100 rooms, with 40 now more being built, and each unit has a private terrace with views of the beach and the rocky islands offshore, and some of the suites even have their own private plunge pools. And this resort was so beautifully designed, quite minimally, to keep the background, because the natural setting is so beautiful, that it was recently in the pages of Architectural Digest.
Okay, Jerry, can you do that without a script?
One of the best features of the resort here is its golf course, which was designed by Jack Nicklaus, and it's the only one of its kind in the world. And this par 72 course features 18 holes along 200 acres by the Pacific Ocean, and it features 8 oceanside holes with an optional natural island green. I tried to talk to you about this last time. I don't think I explained it extremely well, but what's going on with this golf course here, guys, is that, and ladies, is that there's a tee-off on the ocean side, on the beach, okay? That's where the tee-off is.
You can tee off
and
on the beach?
No, it's not on the beach, but it's on the ocean side. Okay, I'm not a golfer, but I'm just trying to explain it. You tee off on the ocean from the ocean side, okay? And there's a little tiny natural island. So imagine this, where the green is. Okay, and basically what golfers do and what makes this place so awesome is that you have to basically get the golf ball onto this little tiny island. Like from the shore to the island, right?
And then how do you get to the island?
How do you get to the island? Well, this is a really good point, and this is what makes this thing so special.
Yeah.
Is that basically you have to swim. First of all, it's not easy to hit the ball off to the island, so obviously a lot of balls, just go into the water.
And get stuck in humpback whales' blowholes.
There's all kinds of stories.
I watched
that
episode of Seinfeld. Go on.
I'm sorry?
There's a delay,
so I can't always hear you guys.
No problem, Jerry. Keep going.
So anyway, the thing is that if you do successfully get this ball, which is an optional hole, for people who are pretty good, if you do get the ball on the island, then what you do is you take an amphibious vehicle.
A duck.
A water duck.
No, it's a kind of looks like it looks like a Hummer, actually. It's
a
kind of a little vehicle.
No cursing
and
vehicles.
No, honestly, and it's and somebody drives you across to this little island, and then you finish your hole there. It's quite amazing, actually.
I love the way you say that.
Ride on the Hummer
okay.
And finish your hole there. Golly.
Go on, move on.
The hotel also has a cultural center where you can learn about the history of the region and the native Huichol. It also offers Spanish lessons as well as hikes and horseback riding, and hikes into the wildlife.
How is your Spanish?
On your Spanish?
No, I didn't work on it that much. I was, you know, busy sort of doing lots of different stuff, but I'm not particularly brilliant at languages, but I did try to learn a few things. You can look at the Hotel de Four Seasons website at www.fourseasons.com or phone them at 011-523-291-6000. Another place you have to see in Mexico is Guadalajara. I like to call it Mexico's Manhattan. People say Guadalajara is a city that best reflects the real Mexico. It is a cultural mecca with lots of museums, art galleries, and even on a short vacation, it's worth taking a day or two to explore life in Mexico's biggest city. Try to take in some of the monuments and the mariachi bands. And a good place to stay in Guadalajara that's close to the museums and nightlife is the Presidente Intercontinental, a luxury world-class hotel with real Mexican warmth and hospitality. When we got there, we were greeted by live jazz in the lobby, and it's very lively and exciting, and you feel like you're right smack in the middle of things, and the staff are friendly and courteous and are happy to recommend a good restaurant or nightclub if you ask them. And for any information, more information about Mexico and the regions and the hotels, please contact your local Mexican tourist office, and they'll be happy to help you make reservations and talk to you about tourist cards or whatever else you'll need.
One office of Neil Perot.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
For those of our listeners living on the Eastern Seaboard, bear in mind that Air Canada flies nonstop from Toronto to Mexico City twice a day, and fares start as low as $4.29 US. There's two direct flights from Toronto per day, and the flight takes about 5 hours. Check out the website at www.aircanada.ca. And once you're there, there's lots of connections to get from local connections, domestic flights from Mexico City to Puerto Vallarta and Guadalajara. You can also take the bus if you want. It's quite inexpensive. And if you're looking for something closer to home, well, keep in mind something that's where you guys already are. One of the greatest cities in North America, and I'm living in New York now, excuse me, which is a great place to live, but Montreal is also one of my favorite cities. It's a wonderful mix of great food, nightlife, culture, and shopping, and your American dollar will really stretch very far there. And right in the heart of Montreal, the Delta is a luxury hotel that's becoming the hub for entertainment. And it's not only is it close, it also has its own art gallery and on its premises called the Adagio, and it has a spa and a business center and some excellent affordable restaurants. It's offering getaway packages for only $100 a night, including breakfast and discounts on city tours and spas treatments at the spa.
Wow.
And Canadian vacations are also great for Americans because your dollar goes so much further there. Another Canadian fall getaway is Ottawa. The leaves are going to be changing, and one of the best places to see this dazzling natural display is just outside Canada's capital, Ottawa and Gatineau Park. Throughout the fall, there are free activities and tours of this national park so that you can see the incredible scarlets and golds of the changing leaves. And Ottawa's Weston Hotel is only 20 minutes from the park, and it's also close to all the city's major attractions, including Parliament Hill and the Lively Market. And from your room, you can probably even see the changing leaves of the Gatineau Hills beyond. And their number is... don't have it anymore.
1-800-WESTIN-1. 1-800-WESTIN-1 for the Westin Ottawa. Jerry Wag Show, we're coming up to top of the hour. We have to let you go, but glad to have that report. Puerto Vallarta Montreal and Ottawa. 1-800-WESTIN-1 for the Westin Ottawa. And guess the trivia question of the day. Who used to be the gardener at the Delta Hotel Montreal, Willem?
Who?
Hudson Foga.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's on his website. Hudson Foga. Next week on Travel World, we'll be talking more about the Hotel Place d'Armes in the heart of Old Montreal with Diane Rock, the general manager. And Yoav Saralbo, the yo-man, if he comes back to Master Control. We'll be talking about the West Coast, Oakland, California, Sonoma County, back aboard JetBlue Airlines, the new entrant carrier crossing from New York Kennedy over to places like Salt Lake City, Oakland, and Ontario Airport, California. So
we got to disappear rather quickly. So
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Kelsey Kinsley.
And I'm Megan Fallenbach.
Join us again next week on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Truth in broadcasting.
Thanks, guys.
KDJO.